T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get
I'd say this is a toe tapper since my toe's tapping.
Yeah, it's a great song. She's picked out two.
Get Rhythm, Johnny Cash. So you're into Johnny Cash.
Of course, I like those songs. I like a lot of his songs. So there you go.
There you go. Debbie Luce with the music. Congratulations to the kid. She took this very seriously.
Well, good. My wife really did.
Another thing she takes very seriously, and I want to get to your list because you did some hard work. We might wait for Jive Talk to really delve into it.
All right.
But you know these neighborhood alerts you get on your phone or email?
Yeah.
That's a great thing, by the way.
It is.
But it's freaking us out. There have been coyotes seen in our neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
Now, these animals are almost super animalistic in what they can do.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
They can jump 6-foot fences. I've read about them getting to several smaller dogs. What are we going to do? Apparently, they're coming into the city because the city is expanding so far into the rural areas that they need other food outlets.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what do you mean that makes sense? Aren't you like
the nature of it makes sense?
Aren't you like alarmed by this? There was one scene at 16th and Sheridan. According to the people on this neighborhood alert thing, they are not afraid of people anymore.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's scary. In that case, I'm pretty terrified now that you mention that. I'm not trying to
create hysteria.
I have not seen
but
a coyote.
I need somebody from animal control to call me after a surgeon. We're going to put out requests.
Yeah.
I need a surgeon to call. Why do we need a surgeon to call?
Because you can say you're a surgeon and you'll believe them.
I will believe them. And I will also believe you if you tell me you're in animal control.
I want to know if
animal control people are driving around listening to the show. Call us at 869-1240.
Tell us about the coyote problem.
I should have lined up a guest to talk about this today. This is how I try not to upset my wife because so I play this down, and I hope she's not listening today.
She is.
I hope she's not. But I play this down.
You play everything
down. But inside
down.
Of me, I'm going, holy, you know what? I got to now go out with my dog every time I take her out.
Of course.
But what if a coyote jumps the fence? What am I going to do?
I don't know. I wouldn't expect that to happen.
How prevalent is it?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I want to know.
I haven't gotten these alerts. I used to get them. Now that you mentioned, I haven't gotten them in a long time.
Did you sign up for them?
Yeah, like the what's it called?
I'll tell you exactly what it's called as soon as I find it.
This is good. A
this
good
is
conversation.
Pathetic. No, it's bad radio is what it is. It's called, I don't know what it's called.
But I used to get those, and I don't know why I don't anymore, if I unsubscribed or what, but I don't know.
It's called Next Door.
Yeah, that one.
And I live in the Indian Hills area, so let me read some of this to you. Ladies and gentlemen, get by your radio as we now read.
These are the most hysterical people that post on this, though. These are the extreme paranoias.
No, this isn't that paranoia, really. This is scary is what it is.
Well, let's hear it.
But now I can't find it.
Let's hear your next door
update. We were just walking our dogs down 16th to the east, and on the way back to our house, we scared a full-grown coyote out of the front yard of one of our neighbors. This was at 10 o'clock at night. Now, I don't care what you say.
Yikes.
That's frightening.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
And then the responses to this, it's like War of the Worlds.
Do you want a coyote in your neighborhood?
I'm looking for Tom Cruise.
I bet I'll have coyotes when I move down to...
Oh, they'll be... You'll have them over for dinner where you're going to live.
They might have us for dinner.
Here's the first reply. Are you sure it wasn't a fox? No, well, a coyote and a fox...
I saw foxes in my neighborhood.
You can't confuse the two. My friend's dog was killed this week. This is another response. When a pack of coyotes jumped the 6-foot fence and attacked it with the owner present.
Good grief.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because I'm frightened.
You better train your dog to, I don't know, do something. There needs to be an alternative.
My sister's place behind OK School, we both saw a full-grown coyote running down the street in broad daylight. There's been discussion of hawks as well. They'll just swoop down and take whatever they want.
Hawks?
Yes. Huh. Yes, they're around Indian Hills fairly often. I've seen them multiple times. Our friend's dog was taken by a coyote earlier this year.
Well, that's alarming.
Seen repeatedly on Richmond Street in broad daylight. I need help. Why are people not calling to tell me about this issue with coyotes?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have coyotes where they live. Maybe they haven't seen coyotes. I haven't seen a
They're
coyote.
They're rampant in my neighborhood.
You haven't seen one? I haven't seen one.
I'm pretty sure I did see a coyote, actually. As I was driving home from League 42, a huge dog-looking animal, which wasn't a dog,
okay,
ran across the street and into bushes in my neighborhood. What are you punching?
I'm looking up coyotes.
They're fearful.
Fearsome.
Fearsome. I'm scared to death. I don't want my wife to listen.
Well, they're charming animals.
No, they're not.
They look charming. They look nice.
They're not. Tyson is on the show at 869-1240. Thank God we have somebody out there who wants to give us some kind of solace about coyotes. What's up, Tyson?
Hey, guys. First off, you need to get something to protect yourself, and I would say not just a firearm. But no, a bow and arrow looks great on coyotes. Plus, it makes no noise whenever you shoot them and kill them.
Yeah, do that.
So I'm going to go out in my backyard at night.
Become an archer.
In my pajamas and slippers with a bow and arrow.
I
made Jeff laugh. That's very rare.
Now, Bob. Just do it.
I'll do it. If that's what it takes to protect my dog, I will do it.
Maybe they can put an apple on the coyote's head, too.
On a serious note, for coyotes to come into the city, that's a major problem, to be honest with you. I grew up over in Burden, central Burden, and, of course, I know we see coyotes all the time over there, but we never see them in town.
What's your background in the coyote business? What do you have some? Are you an animal? Tell me more about you, Tyson, and I'll believe you.
Trap them, and then we used to coyote hunt quite a bit over at home and stuff. And I don't know. Like I said, if you got coyotes coming into town, you got problems.
What would I have to pay you to stand guard in my yard 24/7?
Just send me your address. I'll take care of them, Bob.
Thank you, Tyson.
I don't know if I want them dead.
What do you mean you don't want them dead? They want your cat dead.
I get that, but our cats don't go outside. And now I've been taking Nettie just like 2 or 3 times out in the backyard on a leash, and I'm never going to do that again.
So you now are scared.
Well, I'm cautious.
What do we do, ladies and gentlemen? Apparently, our city is not worried about this. It bothers the heck out of me that I'm not getting more advice on what to do.
You can buy coyote urine, but that only frightens away small animals. That doesn't tell coyotes necessarily that territory is
already
No, they're
just
covered.
Trying to remember when they urinated there.
Something like that.
Let's get to Steve. You're next, Steve.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
I'm actually just scared to death, Steve, as you've heard.
Well, this is going to comfort you a little bit, Bob, but I got your answer to your coyote problem.
What is it?
Get you a Roadrunner.
Oh, Steve. That's pretty good.
One Acme Roadrunner.
Yeah. It was good. It was, you know what? That was a good take.
It's a good try.
No, it was funny. It was funny. I give Steve an A for that.
So if I'd said that, you'd be like, that's pretty
funny. No, you're too busy putting an apple on its head, which has no humor
at
all.
That was funny.
Michael is next. Hey, Michael.
Uh-oh. We're still talking coyotes.
You're damn right we are.
Don't they howl?
I don't know. I've never been, I honest to God, have never been around a coyote in my life, except the one I saw running across the street a few weeks ago.
Well, they run in packs.
They do if there's packs, yes.
Yeah, they're usually not just alone. But if they can jump a 6-foot fence.
Like it's nothing.
God, that's vicious.
I don't want to alarm a city here, but
I know, but, you know, we got to know about this stuff, you know.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Please be careful.
There are really no effective ways to keep coyotes away, and trust me, I'm looking. How to protect dogs from coyotes. I don't even know. It's hard. Build a fence. What are you talking about? Haze them. Keep your dogs close and use night guard solar lights.
Oh, my God.
Those are the tips.
John, welcome to the show.
I get some information for I have a client who's a farmer, and they used to hunt them all the time, and they get $75 to $100 a pelt. But now because of the tariffs and the trade war with China, because that's where they would ship them, they only get $25 a pelt, so they're not hunting them like they used to.
So coyotes are just running rampant out there.
Yeah, and I've got another client in Missouri that uses greyhounds to hunt them.
Well, I'm not going to go buy a greyhound, but...
No, you can look at a video. You can watch videos on YouTube. It's pretty amazing. So.
Oh, my God. This is...
Trade war.
All right, thank you, John. This is like a horror movie.
It's pretty scary.
Chuck is next.
Chuck!
Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Bob. Don't take too much offense, but this is the best performance that I've heard since Orson Welles did War of the Worlds.
What are you talking about, Chuck? I have a small dog who tonight, for all I know, could be attacked by a coyote.
Get a Doberman or hire people from the NRA to come in and just shoot everything on four legs.
So you're not alarmed by this?
No, my dad used to feed them.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Chuck.
I mean, I don't know what to say, Bob, but I don't think it's as terrifying as you're putting it out.
I want this city to lock down. Thank you, Chuck.
Well, we've gotten two recommendations to shoot them. Yeah, but whatever that's worth.
The bow and arrow thing. Can you imagine people in neighborhoods taking a bow and arrow out in the backyard trying to kill a coyote?
How many
residual deaths would there be?
Probably not many.
Really?
Because you'd shoot it just straight into the ground. There wouldn't be.
No, you'd want to get away from you.
Into the ground. You can't shoot a bow.
Oh, I've done that.
No.
You don't believe me, but I used to do that over at my friend John Parsons' house.
You can't shoot a bow in his backyard.
Did it well.
When?
When we were in high school.
So 50 years ago.
Yeah, there's no... It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
I did it all the time.
You'll pick it right back up, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm not... And this is not a performance. I'm actually concerned about this. I get a tweet, just get some pepper spray. Yeah, like I'm going to walk up to a guy. No offense.
Well, it could work.
Yeah, after the coyote bites into my jugular vein.
Run at it and scream and spray it with pepper spray.
They're not afraid of people.
If you scream, they are.
Dick, hello.
This is Dick.
Yeah.
I'm calling about your coyote issues. I've hunted them all my life, and I'll soon be 70. But I don't – one thing that – I heard a guy say, or heard you say, that they jumped a 6-foot fence. They probably haven't done that. Whoever said that was probably not quite true. The second thing about coyotes is that when you hear them howl at night, they come out of their dens and they howl, and it can be one or it can be two, but very seldom is it a pack. they're only packed up when they have babies.
Okay.
But when they're in town like that, what they're doing is looking for your neighbor's food and your garbage. And if you leave your stuff out like that, then they're going to come into town. And I would say if you're standing up, you're not going to get attacked by a coyote, even holding on to your dog.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dick. Rack him.
That's some good information.
Yes.
Sensible.
Yes.
Practical.
Thank you, Dick. I appreciate that. Let's take a break. We'll return in a moment with Jive Talk. Oh, wonder what my standing pulse rate is right now.
Just try to breathe.
We'll go through some of Jeff's ideas for nicknames for the Wichita baseball team. He worked hard on it over the weekend, as promised, and he's got some interesting possibilities. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.